window. You'd think that her head would be slit, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Suns, Bombers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolves, would you believe what the duck wins in as a 12 seed, the Sweet 6-12.
And Auburn's in it, and joining us with a big war eagle, in fact, from one of his clients.
War Eagle!
Brett McDonald, Mr. Right of the Money, how are you, sir?
Greg, I'm doing great. I tell you what, there is electricity in the air here. There's no question about it.
You are in Kansas City. What time is the game?
6:29 to be exact. And Sprint Center, the arena here, just up the road, a few blocks from the team hotel where I am now. And like I said, it's electric here. We probably got, I don't even know, maybe 500 to 700 Auburn fans.
Wow.
Crowded into the lobby of the hotel, all waiting on the team to come down. We just saw Sir Charles himself come through the
lobby. No kidding.
Yeah, he's here. He got everyone fired up. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, you
know, exciting.
There have been upsets in this tournament before. Sometimes teams get, North Carolina could be thinking to the next team they might play and forget who they're playing today and, you know, drop the ball, so to speak, no pun intended. and we're kind of hoping for that. We have a Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon on Facebook, hoping somebody will win $100 from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Scroll down my Facebook page and look for the Auburn logo and make a prediction on the game tonight. I was glad to see a nice up day on the markets at the end of the week.
Yeah, no kidding. I was monitoring it throughout the day myself. And I just think we have a confluence of events that are coming together that is creating this positive market. I mean, first of all, we ended the first quarter of the year, trading for the year today. It's the biggest increase for the first quarter of a year since 1998. That's significant. I would also say, very positive news on the trade front. That's coming together nicely. The Federal Reserve is at bay now. They are sort of out of the game, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think that everyone's fully aware of what's going on in the rest of the world, and they're discounting all of this, and they're seeing bond yields come down. So as long as we can, you know, sort of orchestrate a soft landing, if you will, here in the U.S. and certainly around the world. And I would just say, if we can get, continue this over the next 6 to 9 months, I think we're shaping up to have a pretty darn nice year. So, all in all, we feel really good about the direction we're heading in. 2018 was not a good year. 2017 was a great, great year, as we all know. And if 19 comes in about like we think it will, then I think you've got a three-year stretch under the first few years of Trump that really looked quite nice. So we're feeling pretty good.
That's nice to know. And played a segment from the president's speech. Think about this, Brant. Now, we're in the third year of his presidency. And he had 32,000 people show up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That did not happen after Obama's magic wore off. The people...
You're not kidding.
With the nonstop media blast, this ought to send a chill down the Democratic Party's spine, because I think he could draw that kind of crowd almost anywhere.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let's just talk about why he would. If jobs were hard to find, if wages were not rising, if there was a negative tone sweeping across the country, then you would see people losing faith, and it would be very hard to get those people to mobilize and go to those kinds of rallies. But when you see that those kinds of crowds, it confirms the exact opposite of what I just said. And that's what I'm saying. It's all about the dining room table, the dinner table. And you don't see that in the news, in the mainstream press.
No.
You know, so...
We'll all die of old age waiting for him to do it, won't we?
That's exactly right. So, no, I'm very encouraged. And this is the interesting thing about markets and financial markets. It's the greatest discounter of information you'll ever see. Yes, things are slow around the world, and there is some concern. But then you have to ask yourself, why is the market going up in the face of that? It's because rates are coming down. There's a belief that this trade deal is going to get done. The Mueller report is out of the way. The pro-business agenda continues. Wages rising, jobs very strong. Corporate America is in reasonably good shape. Tax rates down. All these things that confirm, you know, the fact that, yes, we may hit a soft patch, but we're not going to go into a recession.
I think what the Democratic Party is realizing is we got to find somebody we can throw up there in 2020 who won't care if they lose and think further down the road. They're not going to be able to sell socialism in this country, and they've got a real gaggle of idiots representing their party, AOC, right? Nothing's her
right.
fault. She's only cost her district 40,000 jobs. I'm sure they'll reelect her because stupid people tend to elect stupid people. What can you say? There's no explanation for it. But if you want in on a thriving economy, the best way to do it is to sit down with Brant McDonald and meet the team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and get a plan going for yourself and the money you work so hard to make. What are you waiting for, I ask? 387-0094 is the number to call. Brant will be back next week, 387-0094, and walk out feeling like I've just taken control of my money and I've got a plan for my future. It's a good feeling. Brant, War Eagle, good luck, and we'll talk on Monday.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Look forward to it.
And love to your dad, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
There's been some confusion on the arrangements for our friend Dimitri Palizos. The public visitation will be held today between 5 and 7, and that is at Leak Memory, the chapel on Lincoln Road. Again, that's 5 to 7 today at Leak Memory on Lincoln Road. The funeral is tomorrow at 10 at the Greek Orthodox of the Annunciation on Mount Mix Road. I have never seen the passing of a politician touch so many people to the point of tears. And not, I mean, yeah, there were a lot of people that cried when JFK was assassinated and so forth, but it's, and I'm not comparing the two. What I'm saying is this man was very much loved. Even people that didn't care for his politics loved his the best handshake in the River Region, without question. That feeling of appreciation you got when you went to his restaurant and he came by to say hello. And I have seen his passing touch so many people in the last couple of days. It was a stunner. And he will be missed because there just aren't enough people like him who have that ability, whatever is going on, to take you by the hand, say thank you, welcome, to always, to make you feel like you've known him for 50 years, like you went to high school together. That was Dimitri Palizos as a man. And you do miss people like that. And sometimes you do cry. I've seen so many choke up over the last couple of days because just driving, but somebody mentioned they had, were driving by the restaurant the other day when they had the black wreath on. The restaurant was closed. They just had the wreath. Mm-hmm. And then they reopened yesterday because that's what Dimitri would have wanted. I'm so certain of that. I would bet on it. But they just said, looking at the restaurant, knowing he would not be in there anymore to say hello, really broke them up. That's a special kind of guy that can build that kind of relationship with so many thousands of people over his time in Montgomery. So many people have a Dimitri memory. So yeah, he's a good man and he will be missed. We should celebrate him by trying to practice that great handshake, that great embrace that he could have patented because it was so uniquely his.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a really busy afternoon as we move into the 4 o'clock hour. Keep in mind that Taylor Road is still closed between Park Crossing Drive and the Troy Highway due to an accident with a fatality there. You can't go either way at that point, so be careful. Route yourself around that. That's just part of our problems this afternoon because we have a large crowd on the boulevard, and it is wall-to-wall between the Troy Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. A lot of that traffic is traffic that's coming off of the Troy Highway trying to get around the accident on Taylor Road, so watch it there. I-85 is running along pretty well, but we have delays around Chantilly Parkway, and we see a backup near the boulevard on the northbound side. And I-65 is okay till you get up about Highway 143, and it's real slow northbound all the way up past Highway 14, so watch it there as well. It's a busy afternoon. Keep it here. We'll try to keep you informed on what's going on. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Give me a word that starts with the letter A.
Adorable.
That works.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
By the way, it's still all requests Friday on Happy Hour 272-9228. The Fruitcake Lady is coming up.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a weekend storm system to deal with, but not right away. For tonight, cloudy at times, not as cool tonight, a little milder. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine, nice warm spring day, high temperature near 80. Can't rule out an isolated shower later on in the day and towards evening, but then scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night and into the overnight hours Saturday night, and at least the first part of the day Sunday before it ends and it turns quite a bit cooler. Sunday's high 67 and a little bit cooler than that on Monday. Pollen count still in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
This 3 seconds brought to you by Squeaky Basketball Shoes.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must or a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. She's no lady, she's your wife. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett. Here I am. Yes, it's me. Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's our request Friday here on Happy Hour 272-9228. Brant just told us the economy is in good shape. So let's not worry about stuff. You know, the usual shaving cream. Let's have some fun. And lighten it up as we are almost at the halfway mark. What are you doing on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
I'm just having fun.
That's kind of what we're going to try and do here, is have some fun. And we had a request for the infamous fruitcake lady.
Beatrice, I'm from Wisconsin. I just turned 18, and I'll be voting for my first time in November. I was wondering if you had any advice. How do I vote?
How do you vote? Oh, my God, woman, you mean you're asking somebody in Florida how to vote?
Hi, I'm calling from New Jersey. My husband's always complaining about working so hard. How do I get him off the couch to mow the lawn?
Why can't you mow the lawn? Do you have a riding lawnmower? If you have a riding lawnmower, there's no problem. And you can certainly get your fat ass on that and do that.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm from Colorado. My boyfriend always has his hands down his pants while we're watching TV. How do I get him to stop?
God. Well, what does he think? He's going to run away or something? Has he got to hold on to it? I don't know. Something wrong with him. Nobody's going to up and steal it from him.
I'm Matt from Fullerton, California, and my question is, how many gingerbread men can I fit in my mouth at once?
Now, you know, if that is not the guy, you know something, you really make me mad when you come with me a question like that. You put, I don't care, stuff 10 up your ass as far as I'm concerned. Never heard anything so sick.
Hi, my name's Lindsay Miller. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. When a man has a lot of sex partners, he's called a stud. But what do you call a woman with a lot of partners?
She's a whore.
Hey, my name is Lynn, and I'm from Moultrie, Georgia. I hate the black spot in Jay's hair. I think he should dye it. What do you think?
The only way Jay Leno looks good is the way he is now, because Jay Leno is not good looking. Have a good body. He has no butt at all. He has no butt. He's flat as a flitter.
My name is Lindsay Falco, and I'm from Portobello, California. And I would like to know what advice you can give to newlyweds to achieve a happy, successful marriage.
The advice I would give newlyweds is never go to bed mad at each other. That's the most important thing. And another important thing is to always, the woman should always keep herself clean and attractive in every sense of the word. Keep yourself clean. Keep Miss clean all the time. Inside and out. Put on your best gown. Get a little perfume on you. Crawl in that bed. And I guarantee you, Miss we'll have a time of her.
Hello, I'm Mary Rooney from Boston. Now that you're on TV and a role model for youngsters, don't you think you should stop using bad language?
Hell no.
As that was playing, that must be a different version from the one we played last time. There may be another one sitting in the email files from Rusty. There's a story today. I didn't do it on the morning show, but I may as well mention it now. An 82-year-old woman named Hattie Retroage. I'm not making that up. R-E-T-R-O-A-G-E. Retroage, right?
Mm-hmm.
From New York. At 82, her dating and sex life is way better than ours. So she says. She goes on 3 Tinder dates a week with much younger men.
Mm-hmm. And so she guys has, in their 60s?
I'll continue. You'll see. All will be revealed in time. She says, I've never met a man who doesn't want to do that with
me. Fair enough. Wait, has she met gay men?
Looking at her photos, she doesn't look 82, she looks 75. She says she's been single for 35 years. The average guy she dates is in his 50s. The last guy that she hit it off with in that way was 39 years old.
What, is she rich?
No, just hot. And she is an admitted lover of naughty movies and things like that.
Does she have dentures?
I'm sure if she needs to bite something, she can find a way. I'll pull up the pictures while we had a request for, what was that call?
Nothing.
Stop with the nothing calls.
No, I didn't even have a chance to pick it up.
Oh. Number's 272-9228. It's All Request Friday.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami-Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
because
that.
We are leaving, and I okay. Can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
U-Haul, speak manager. But you don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes. So what is the question now?
Hello. Yeah. Are you supervisor?
Sir? I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. And I talked to your very very rude employee man about I think I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama, and I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States, except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to go.
Explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is an American wife, Susie, and the Americans make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
All right, the lady we were speaking about a couple of minutes ago, who's 82 and claims that men still want her, which is great. Who wants to look forward to being 82 if you can't have fun?
Right.
That story is now on my Facebook page if you'd like to check it out. We're going to check out Happy Hour at El Jalisco. Hello, Melanie. How are you?
Yeah, El Jalisco.
Yay, El Jalisco.
Probably are you coming tonight?
You know, that's a good question. I have not been given my instructions on the dinner plan for tonight because it's usually Miss Ritterbuttle is working on Friday, but she's off today, so I'll find out. But if not tonight, probably tomorrow.
All right, every time, you know, we're open 7 days a week.
That's right. And right now you got the happy hour going on, so let's start with the beverage specials.
Yeah, we start the happy hour at 3 o'clock, 3 to 7, actually. We got the medium margarita, lime flavor, $3, or small, for $1.99. I also got the Ultra and the Bud Light, the salt glass, at $2.99 only.
Now, what do we have for dinner specials this evening?
For dinner, you know, it's Friday, and we got the shrimp adobo, only $10.99.
Oh, yes.
At $13.99.
I know a number of people. Every time somebody tries that for the first time, and you're a shrimp lover, they're amazed at how many shrimp you can get on that plate.
Yeah, whenever people ask me for recommendations, I was like, shrimp adobo is the best for me in the whole menu.
Yeah.
They said the whole menu. I was like, well, personally, it's what I like.
But it's not just, here's a sprinkle of shrimp. It is loaded with shrimp.
Yeah, there's a big shrimp, and that's delicious.
It sure is. And also on Friday, don't you have chicken, the crazy chicken?
I got the cheesesteak burrito.
Cheesesteak burrito.
Cheesesteak burrito. $7.99.
That's another favorite.
I also got the nachos El Jalisco. Ooh,
yeah.
Chicken and steak and shrimp nachos with grilled vegetables for $7.99 too.
And by the way, if you happen to love fajitas, let me just say this. You will never see a platter sizzle and steam like the one at El Jalisco when you order fajitas, chicken or beef, whatever. They're so good, and there's so much food there. You can eat fajitas for the weekend. So they're all great options at El Jalisco, right across from Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway, in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. Lots of booth and table seating, and Melanie leads a great staff that's eager to please, make you happy, and send you out the door with a smile. Thank you for joining us.
You know, it's our pleasure to take care of y'all, guys.
And give my love to Miss Dimples, okay?
All right, I tell them.
Thank you. It is 4:31. Paul's on the line.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Paul.
How am is you?
You know, I'm all right. Yeah.
Well, you know, in reference to the lady that's 82, I'm 62, and men still want me. But that might not be a good thing. Wait a minute. I just did that on the radio, didn't I?
Oh, I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Well, the truth is out. Anyway, that just was an interesting fact that I barely caught, and I thought I would have to comment on that.
Well, if you can get to my Facebook page, the story is there. The headline says, Cougar Grandmother, 82, reveals she goes on 3 dates a week with toy boys decades younger and insists that she's never been rejected by a younger man.
Paul, have you ever been to a Turkish prison?
No, I've been to Alabama prisons. Does that count? It was kind of sort of like it.
It's close. I'll allow it.
Yeah, I spent 2 years a long time ago.
You like movies about
the error of my ways.
You like movies about gladiators?
I did enjoy that movie, Gladiators, so I can't deny Joey. That also.
Ever seen a grown man naked?
Joey?
Yes, I have.
Well, now that we know that. Paul a whole lot better than we did before we called.
Then we want to know?
You want to request today, Paul? Can we play something for you?
No, I'm enjoying it as it is. I don't want to mess it up.
Well, thank you for your
you so much.
All right, man.
Bye.
Good call. Good sport.
272-9228 is the number at 433. We got a lot going on. A beautiful day like this. Why do we have these catastrophic wrecks all over the place? Big backups, long delays, fatalities. It's been a horrible day on the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic in the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, and the traffic seems to be lightening up just a little bit. We don't have as many problems as we did earlier. We still have a traffic jam on I-65 North. It has moved up north of Cobbs Ford Road at this point, and it is moving, but it's really crowded up there. Be careful. The traffic on I-85 has returned to a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you there. We do have a lot of traffic on the boulevard, though. It is crammed up between Vaughn Road and the Wetumpka Highway, basically, especially around I-85, so look out there. And traffic starting to leave the downtown area, so that's going to add to the mix. Watch out on Madison Avenue and the Atlanta Highway. And the authorities still have Taylor Road closed between Park Crossing Drive and the Troy Highway due to that fatal accident. We'll try to let you know as soon as they allow traffic back on Taylor Road. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery Expo 2019 on April 4th and 5th, hosted by Trenum State. Over 2,800 eighth graders will experience careers firsthand. Brought to you by the Selma and Dallas County Economic Development Authority. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. A former Wetumpka City Councilman has died. Mayor Jerry Willis has confirmed Percy Gill died last night. He says Gill suffered a stroke a few days ago. Gill was known for his passion of working with young people. No word yet on any funeral arrangements. And funeral services have been set for State Representative Dimitri Palisos. Awaken prayer service will be held today from 5 to 7. The funeral will be held Saturday morning at 10. Both services will be at the Greek Orthodox Church of the Annunciation. Registration is now open for Montgomery's 2019 Summer Youth Employment Program. Youth ages 17 to 21 who are interested can work 30 to 40 hours a week for various city departments. Applications are available at Oak Park, or they can be downloaded online from the city's website. The deadline to submit an application is April 19th at 4 p.m. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a weekend storm system to deal with, but not right away. For tonight, cloudy at times, not as cool tonight. A little milder. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Nice, warm spring day. High temperature near 80. Can't rule out an isolated shower later on in the day and towards evening. But then scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. and into the overnight hours Saturday night and at least the first part of the day Sunday before it ends and it turns quite a bit cooler. Sunday's high 67 and a little bit cooler than that on Monday. Pollen count still in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Optimism lifting stocks. The Dow having its best quarter in 6 years, closing up 211 points. NASDAQ up 60. S&P 500 having its best first quarter in 21 years, up 19 points. And Lyft arriving on Wall Street today. Its shares spiking in their stock trading debut on the NASDAQ, opening up over $87 a share. Its IPO was priced at $72, and its shares closed at $78.29. And instead of celebrating the first day of trading at the NASDAQ, in New York, staffers from Lyft marking the occasion at a defunct auto dealership in downtown L.A., which they recently bought to turn into a driver services center. And shares of RH, the company formerly known as Restoration Hardware, plunging nearly 22% today after reporting mixed quarterly results and slashing its 2019 forecast. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Heather Rybarski.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
People trust the 2019 Subaru Outback for off-road adventure because it's so capable and durable. That's also what makes it such a smart investment. The Outback was named Best Resale Value in its class for 2019 by Kelley Blue Book. So come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get financing as low as 0% for 36 months or 0.9 for up to 72 months on a 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to 2019 model year. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Right now at the Home Depot, you'll save up to 35% off appliance special buys, like a GE Appliances top load washer and dryer pair with deep clean and deep rinse options, a reliable heavy-duty agitator, and four precise water levels, just $4.78 each. Wash, dry, save, repeat. Today is the day for doing. With Spring Black Friday savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra, see store for details, valid through April 17th.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I told my mom if I'm going to live at home, we need to start eating healthier. Like yesterday, I went out with my friends and had Taco Bell. So today, I probably need a salad or some tofu.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
It is 4:40 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm not trying to start anything.
Good. I know your weak points.
You're not going to bring up... There's a story on Drudge, by the way. Southern Poverty Law Center has a systemic culture of racism and sexism, and these are the people that are passing judgment on who the great liberals should do business with. What a bunch of crap. And that's from people who worked on the inside of that joint.
Yeah.
And how many hundreds of millions of dollars have they got stashed offshore? Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Hello, everyone. Greetings and hallucinations.
That's the second is more likely today.
Yeah. There is a song that I don't think you guys have played in a while. I think it may be Haywood Banks, but it's the He Said, She Said song.
Sean Morey.
Yeah. Yeah, she says this and he hears this.
Yeah, I got it. I got it right here.
Yeah, because I don't think we've heard that in ages.
Be glad to play it.
If you could play it, that'd be great. Sure. I'm fighting my way through traffic. Tell everybody just be calm and listen to the radio and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
But y'all have a great weekend. Thank you very much for keeping us entertained. And we'll catch you on the rebound.
Thank you, my friend.
She said, "You look handsome today, dear." He heard, "I just bought something really expensive." He said, "Are you having an affair?" She heard, "Because I am, and it's great." She said, "Do I look fat in these pants?" He heard, "Do you ever want to have sex again?" He said, "You look great in those pants." She heard, "I am totally trained." She said, "It was fun visiting your mother." He heard, "You owe me big time." He said, "I bought you something from Victoria's Secret." She heard, "And could you wear this bag over your head too?" She said, "Was it good for you?" He heard, "Because I hope someone had fun." She said, "We need to talk." He heard, "You need a lawyer." He said, "Would you mind squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom?" She heard, "Do you mind living with an anal retentive neurotic?" She said, "You were snoring again last night." He heard, "Do you have to breathe?" He said, "I'm thinking about buying a motorcycle." She heard, "I'm in the mood for a big fight." She said, "Would you go clothes shopping with me?" He heard, "Can I pull your fingernails out with pliers?" He said, "I thought our waitress was very nice." She heard, "I'll be thinking about her during sex." She said, "This commercial is so beautiful." He heard, "I'm getting my period." He said, "Let's try something new tonight." She heard, "Let's see if you're double jointed." She said, "Do you mind not watching football?" He heard, "Do you mind if I chop off your balls?"
A quick PSA for a particular person, Eric, if you're listening, Eric, you called earlier looking for a job from another guy called. Well, the guy who has the job called back. So, Eric, if you're out there, call us. I'll give you the information off air.
Cool. We'd love to see people get help.
Yes.
On the other hand, there are people losing their jobs by their own.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
You know.
I quit my job. I just wasn't having any fun. Plus, I just didn't like getting up in the morning. I mean, 6 o'clock? Really? I was up last night playing Fortnite till midnight. I'm tired.
Jay Scott.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
Don't you dare cast that on me.
I'm not.
Okay, good. Because I said it earlier, I know your weak points today. Like your knee. So don't make me chop block you when you're trying to walk towards the stairs and then stomp, stomp, stomp and throw you in a figure four, all right?
Okay.
Because I don't want to hurt you anymore.
You've already made a mess out of my feelings, so. just reading a story.
Snowflake.
Link from Drudge about a woman who was, in her own words, in 2014, I was the 35-year-old Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor in Nevada. The landscape wasn't looking good for my party that year. There were no high-profile national races to boost turnout after the top candidate bowed out of the governor's race. None of the above ended up winning the Democrat primary. So when my campaign heard from Vice President Joe Biden's office that he was looking to help and other Democrats in the state, I was grateful and flattered. His team offered to bring him to a campaign rally in an effort to help boost voter turnout. We set the date for November 1, 3 days before Election Day. An estate as largely but sparsely populated as Nevada, it takes nonstop travel to connect with residents. You're lucky to get properly fed, much less look properly coiffed, as female candidates are often required to do. I was exhausted and short on time, decided not to wash my hair the morning of the rally. I sprayed some dry shampoo in my hair and raced off to Reno Airport and flew back to Vegas. The event preceded, as most political events do, coordinated chaos, random problems that no one could predict. I found Eva Longoria, co-founder of the Latino Victory Project. How about the American Victory Project? Eva, you're really hot, in my opinion, but you're also a little racist. You're not the only group out there. What happened to assimilation? Can I ask? I mean, I know plenty of Cuban Americans in South Florida who would get pissed if you called them a Cuban American. My staff was running around town trying to purchase ferns because, according to Biden's team, no other vegetation was acceptable for the stage.
Thank you, sir.
This all gets to how creepy he was. I found my way to the holding room for the speakers where everyone was chatting, taking photos, and getting ready to speak to the hundreds of voters in the audience. Just before the speeches, we were ushered to the side of the stage where we were lined up by order of introduction. As I was taking deep breaths and preparing myself to make my case to the crowd, I felt two hands on my shoulders. I froze. Why is the Vice President of the United States touching me? I felt him get closer to me from behind. He leaned further in and inhaled my hair. I was mortified. I thought to myself, I didn't wash my hair today, and the Vice President of the United States is smelling it. And also, what in the actual F-bomb?
It's so good, though, that you didn't wash your hair.
Talking to me?
No, I think that was what Joe Biden was thinking. Smells like she hadn't washed it in 3 days. That's perfect. What a creep.
Why is the VP of the U.S. smelling my hair? He proceeded to plant a big, slow kiss on the back of my head.
Ew.
My brain couldn't process what was happening. I was embarrassed. I was shocked. I was confused. There is a Spanish saying, Tragame tierra. It means earth. Swallow me whole. I couldn't move and I couldn't say anything. I wanted nothing more than to get Biden away from me. My name was called and I was never happier to get off a stage in front of an audience in my life. So these pictures, and they're out there by the dozens. He's hands-on creepy.
Yeah. Now, who was that report giving?
I'd love him to run because Trump would kick his ass.
Who was that giving that story?
That was a woman who ran for lieutenant governor of Nevada or something.
Okay. I didn't know that because we just got a call that was a huge compliment, Greg. He said he didn't want to go on air. Gentleman called up, says he serves in the military. He's been all around the world, all around the country, listened to talk radio all around the country. And he said this station, the show included, but all the shows on the station, is by far the best he's ever heard. By far.
That's very nice.
Great talk radio. So felt good. I felt like I should share it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you did. We do have to give credit, though, to the vast resources we have to get you the latest news.
First on the scene, first to report, we are Eyewitness Fake News.
We're here on the surface of Mars talking with aliens.
Hello, Earth people. I am a Martian.
No one covers fake news and reports it like this.
This just in, the world will end in less than 24 hours. But first this from the new Chalupa Crunch Wrap.
If it's fake news, we have it first. Believe it or not, Eyewitness Fake News. That is a good crunch wrap.
Join.
And now, today's millennial moment.
My parents keep telling me I need a credit card, that I need to establish credit. Why do I need that? I'm using their Visa.
That was today's millennial moment.
You were saying?
Just watch your knee. All right.
Hey, can I ask a question?
No.
What goes
no,
on here during the day? How does this garbage can... We have one garbage can in the studio. It is stuffed to the top. It was open and nothing in it when I came in this morning. What goes on here?
I don't want to be a tattletale, but I believe... you know how you have your stack, your sack?
Yeah.
Full of news stories, but you save them?
Yeah.
I believe a particular host from 9 to noon, after he reads one of his stories, throws it away.
No, it's not news stories that are taking up all the space.
It's not paper? That's mine.
Muscle milk?
Yeah, protein shake.
What muscle does this help?
All of them.
And here's a can of...
Yeah, that's mine as well. Wait, so two items, and the trash can is full.
No, there's more. Cups. Oh, I see. Boxes. Electro voice. What is this? Hearing aids? What? Look at this.
Are they earbuds? Right now, folks, you're listening to Greg rummage through the studio trash can.
At a station that one of our callers just said was the best one in the world.
Because you're real, Greg. You're real. You don't sugarcoat it.
No.
You open up to the world. When you're not feeling good, when your knee's been hurting you for no good reason, when your right butt cheek's also been a pain in your, well, right butt cheek.
How do you sprain your right butt cheek?
Did you sit on something very swiftly?
No.
Did a wasp sting you?
No. Although, oh, man.
Oh, no.
In the garage.
No.
I reach for the car door, and there's one right there by the handle.
Yeah, whoa, whoa.
I got stung 11 times at once last year. I don't want to go through that again. And then I get laughed at when you should be praying.
We could do both.
I'm looking for a specific message here.
Well, it's just the way you share your ailments that deserves a little bit of mockery. And I'm sure you can understand that.
No, I can't. Tell me.
Yeah, when you tell me my butt hurts and it's specifically your right cheek and you don't know how it happened,
it reminds me of a dumb joke I heard.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, as Susie says,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I was about that age, and this older kid down the street, Mike Beard.
Right.
Nobody messed with Mike because he was kind of like the neighborhood badass.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells us this joke about a lady that has a headache but gets on a bus.
Was he the leader of the pack? Like, you know, one of those greasers with the cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve?
Not quite that, but not close. He had the look, you know,
right.
The look.
But he told you a joke about a lady.
And I don't know why I remember this. I remember this. There's a couple of jokes from that era in my life that I've never forgotten. So this lady gets on the bus and she says her...
stop?
I forget. The punchline.
But you remember those jokes so well.
Something happens where she has a headache. She goes to take a couple of aspirins and drops them or something. And she yells out, "My aspirins! My aspirins!" And the bus driver says, "Stick it out the window, lady. That'll cool it off." Something like that. Stupid. I said it was stupid. You can't say I didn't warn you.
Well, I would prefer...
I remember Dave Schmidt.
Dave Schmidt.
In grade 4A, specifically, Miss Wilson's class. We had a few minutes to kill before lunch, and she was letting us tell jokes, and he gets up. "What's the nationality of your bathroom?" Nobody knows. He says, "European." And Mrs. Wilson was just, like, mortified that he would... It was a different era. You didn't use that kind of language.
Oh, no.
I didn't say that kind of stuff in class.
Yeah.
It was called discipline.
I went to a Catholic school. Like, we would say stuff, especially...
Your father had to talk to you.
Especially as we hit puberty and started to become rebellious. They would try to reprimand us for stuff that we just found hilarious the more they tried to reprimand us for it.
I'm trying to think of a situation where we were getting... I can remember something. We were all... called to account for something, and the way we were being yelled at made us try hard not to laugh.
Right.
It was like my dad. My dad was, and my brother and I really gave him a good reason to get ticked off. We had busted up the bottom of the garage playing hockey in the backyard.
Mm.
And my dad is trying to kick us in the keister, and he's hopping around on one leg and swinging with the other, and he can't hit. And it looks so funny and awkward that we were showing the proper level of fear, but laughing deep down inside. James.
You know, that's what fathers hate, is when they're beating you and you're laughing at them.
There's a Cheech and Chong bit about that that's really you know, funny.
It is. Earache My Eye.
Earache My Eye, is that it? Is there bad language on that? I would love to play that. That's really funny.
No, it's really not. There's no bad language on it. It's Earache My Eye because the father comes in and tells him to turn the music down.
I got
to
see it.
And he's got eyes, and I've got earaches, and the father beats the hell out of him. But anyway, I was wondering the other day, you know, I like to throw out some different music. Did you ever play that Yoko Ono, Don't Worry? People could really, what John Lennon was doing, Yoko
Ono?
Yeah. I sent you an email with Yoko Ono, Don't Worry. That's when she and John released the Fast Ono Band album.
I'll try and...
Have you ever heard Yoko Ono sing before?
Yes. She sounds like a turkey being attacked.
Well, that's why I thought that the people didn't know that...
The only person I've ever heard who sounds like Yoko Ono was Miss Ellen. Except Miss Ellen's better.
That's extremely fun, but I don't know if you played it yet, but if you get a chance, just about a minute of people listening to that will shout out to Kenny G and Michael Bolton. But anyway, guys, y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. All right, I found that Earache My Eye thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll play it after the top of the hour break. How about that?
Sounds good.
Everything you need to keep a beautifully groomed yard is available at Lewis Lawn. Unfortunately, because of the scheduling here, they close in 2 minutes and 46 seconds. However, they're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a great selection of mowers, blowers, pressure washers, edgers, everything you need. All the great brand names from Echo, Exmark, Toro, like the self-propelled Toro I got for my lawn. I got a steel blower. They carry all the steel products. They have it at Lewis Lawn. Most importantly, whatever you buy there can be brought back there for service or repair if needed. And if you ever have any uncertainty about how to use a certain type of equipment or product, ask, because they'll be happy to take the time to show you. That's how you get it to last as long as it does. Now, my first mower I bought 10 years ago, 2008, at the old house. And guess what? Guess what's cutting the grass of that house? That mower. Get it tuned every year. It still works. So based on what I paid, which was like, I think, $110, that's like getting a mower for $10 a year. That's a pretty good price. And it's a Toro, which is why I bought a second one when we moved to the new house. So I had a little more property then. So stop by Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass or call them at 244-9191, open Monday through Friday. From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Really terrific local business. Lewis Lawn.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling on towards the 5 o'clock hour, and it is a busy afternoon. Things are calming.